Former NFL All-Pro and Lions analyst on radio down in Detroit. Here is Lomas Brown Jr. making his debut. What's up, Lomas? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, and I love the Junior. Love the Junior.
Yes. You don't get that enough, I'm guessing.
I don't. I really don't. I like that. That made me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
You know what I spotted over the weekend? That Terrell Pryor, he must have a son named after. He must have named him Junior. He's got Pryor Senior on his jersey. I don't think I've ever seen a current player with senior on the back of their jersey.
Awesome. Wasn't that wide
receiver? Well, remember Steve Smith. Steve Smith Senior. He started. I think he was the first one that I ever seen with senior on the back of his.
Okay. Yeah, you're right about that, actually. So maybe Pryor's just following in his footsteps. Yeah. What's the mood like in Detroit after that debacle last night?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I think we had to talk a few people off some buildings. I had to talk a few people from slitting their wrists. I mean, it's horrible around here. Talk radio has been just blowing up all day long with just how bad the Lions looked last night. It just wasn't a very good look for it to be the first game of the season, especially after what we've seen the whole preseason. You know, we were told that we weren't game planning. We were told that things were going to get better, that they were going to unleash this defense, and the offense was going to come out and be rolling under Matthew. And, man, it was almost the total opposite. It was almost like the same bad song that we had been singing throughout the preseason last night.
There's always overreaction, but Matt Patricia, first home game, and that disaster happens. I mean, how much heat is he under today?
I mean, he's taking it, and I don't feel it's fair. But, you know, when you lose a game 48-17 and your offense only puts up 10 points, you know, it's hard to find any silver lining. And, you know, we're frustrated fans here in Detroit. I mean, we've been going through this for so many years. And the expectation every year is that this team is going to get a home playoff game and we're going to finally win another playoff game since 1991 and possibly be one of those teams like Philadelphia was to possibly get in the Super Bowl. Fans think like that around here every year, and every year seems to be a disappointment.
Do you feel like the Sam Darnold love that we've been witnessing the past, you know, 16 to 20 hours is a little bit overstated? Is he getting a little bit too much love today for you?
I think just a tad too much. So impressed with him. My goodness, 21 years old and what he did last night. I am so impressed with him. But believe me, we didn't make his life uncomfortable at all as a defense. We didn't really get to the young man. We didn't show him, I thought, a lot of different looks to make him uncomfortable. You know, we made him use a couple of timeouts throughout the game, early in the game. But we didn't hit him. We didn't pressure him enough. And he looked nice out there. But again, when he faces a defense that's going to get pressure on him and show him a lot of different looks, then I want to see how he reacts. But last night, I wouldn't say last night was a true test of what he's going to see in the NFL up and coming.
With Lomas Brown Jr., analyst with the Lions down in Detroit, I got to drop the junior. You know I'm going to overstate that
it.
Now.
I love it.
Matt Stafford's always been a difficult guy for me to get a read on. All the talent in the world, I never have believed outside of Megatron they put enough weapons around him. But that was ugly last night. And then you got the Jets players coming out postgame saying we knew everything he was calling. We were reading him like a book. How much of that is on Stafford? How much is it on the offensive coordinator? How much is on Patricia? Like, how would you rank those guys in terms of the just putrid performance from Stafford in the offense last night?
Well, I think if you look at it, what's the one constant? It's Jim Bob Cooter. I mean, he's the one guy, him and Matthew, they've been together on offense. So he's made it. We got rid of mostly all the other coaches on offense, but Jim Bob is still here. So, I mean, you have to look at first of all, the blame has to be shared because he's calling the plays and Matthew's on the field trying to execute the plays. But what happens is, as an offensive coordinator, you have to see that your quarterback is A, struggling, or, you know, he's not having his best game. And then you have to try to devise the game plan around what's going on, almost like a game plan that's slowing, something that you could kind of change in motion. And we never did that. I mean, Matthew was struggling, you know, early in that game, especially after his third interception. You know, I would have treated him more like Sam Darnold. Started to pull him back, had him throwing more short passes, doing more things to make him feel more comfortable, then go back to my playbook. Because rookie or vet, you could get shaken. Your confidence could get shaken in the game, especially if you had a game, say, like Matthew Stafford had last night.
With Lomas Brown Jr., again, who wrapped up his career in Tampa, winning a Super Bowl with John Gruden as your head coach. And he made his debut last night. He was having fun early on, real fun the first half. And then the second half was a rude awakening when Goff and Gurley and the Rams just ran all over him. What was it like playing for him, you know, late in your career as a vet? Oakland's the oldest team in the league. Did you enjoy that experience?
I did. I really did. I enjoyed it. And actually, I was older than Coach Gruden when I was on the team. He was 38. I was 39. So I enjoyed the experience. And I knew that's the type of team that he loves the veteran players. He's going to have some young guys, but he wants to surround those young guys by as many vets as he can. And I knew that was the type of team that he wanted to build. But remember, his offense is quarterback heavy. His offense depends on his quarterback. And the quarterback has to have a good year, good game, be a good quarterback. Derek Carr has seemed to regress a lot. You know, just watching him, he seemed to have regressed some. So, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, with Coach Gruden being there and with Derek Carr being there, if they'll be able to get this groove going. I know he's a capable quarterback, and I know what Coach Gruden can do with the quarterback position. It's just getting those two on the same page and having some resemblance of an offense, because you're right, they were totally shut down in the second half.
Really appreciate you taking the time for us and setting the scene down in Detroit, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you for this.
All right, let's do it soon.
You
Thanks.
Got it. There he is, Lomas Brown Jr., joining us here on Overdrive.